Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 30. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. Also note, this parak is said at the beginning of davening every day for the psukei dezimra. David composed this psalm to be said at the Chanukah Sabayis inauguration ceremony for the Beis HaMikdash. This chapter was to be said by his son Shlomo and the Levium at that time. More information on some of the background over here can be found in Shmuel Beis, chapter 7. Click on the Tanakh Daily Archives at the bottom of the email. Rashi and the Radak explain David said this parak about a spiritual salvation he received. This was none other than when David was forgiven for his sins with Bathsheba. David's detractors tried to cause him a considerable amount of stress and anxiety about losing the throne. They would say things like Shlomo, whose mother was Bathsheba, would never be the king of Yisrael, and that David forfeited his share of the world to come. Parenthetically, it's important to mention, the Radak emphasizes, David knew with divine insight, his son with Bathsheba, Shlomo, would be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. David was told by Nasan HaNavi, Shlomo would be the next king of Yisrael, which is a clear indication that Hashem forgave David for what had happened with Bathsheba. Therefore, this parak is full of David's gratitude to Hashem for saving him from the lowest place of hell and raising him up to the highest heights. Hashem saved me from my enemies. I cried out to you and felt healed afterwards. Even when God's angry, it's only temporary. From verse 7 onwards, David relates, when he's calm, he feels unstoppable. But if God were to hide himself from me, I would be frightened. David goes on to relate how God would rather see people succeed than not. David asks, what will be gained by death? Once people are dead, can they praise you? David ends with thanking Hashem for turning his suffering into dancing and expressing desire to thank God forever. In verse 4, it says, Adonai ha'alisa min shaul nafshi chayisani miyor debor. God, you brought me up from hell, preserved me from going down into the pit. The simple meaning is, again, David was thanking God for being saved from the lowest of the low places, as people literally wanted him dead. David felt like he was in Sheol, hell, full of pain and suffering from what people were trying to do to him. As we've said many times in Tehillim, David said that Tehillim for all of Klal Yisrael, and every word of Tehillim applies to every individual at all times. Rav Nosson of Nemrov explains in Hilchas Shiluach HaKein, this chapter applies to every single person, and that's why Chazal instituted it to start off the Psukei Dezimra morning prayers with this parak. Rav Nosson also weaves the following idea through all the verses in the parak. I'm just going to bring the idea over here. Hashem, with his great chesed, saves you every day. Therefore, it's fitting every day to thank God for all that he's done for you each and every day until that point. Because obviously, after the challenges a person faces at every moment, the mere fact that you're able to daven, wear a talis and tefillin, and stand before the Creator is in of itself a huge favor from God. If not for God's intervention, who knows if you'd merit to stand in front of the Creator every morning in prayer. Therefore, immediately, we thank Hashem for raising us up from the lowest places. We should think to ourselves, someone as far as me merited to wear tefillin, which are the Kisrin de Malka, king's crowns? Hashem has truly raised me up from the lowest places and turned my pain into simcha, happiness. As it says in Pasuk 12, Hefachta misbodi l'mocholi v'tachta sakit hazreni simcha. You turned my depression into dancing, you removed my sackcloth and filled me with joy. Rav Nosson continues to explain, Hisrachkus hu ha'hiskarvus. The distancing is really bringing closer. Therefore, David's sadness was turned into dancing. David had lifted his eyes above to the Creator of all that we see, touch, and hear. David was able to connect with the truth of the Yichud Hashem, absolute, undivided oneness of God, to see even though he feels like he's suffering, all that can change in a heartbeat. That's why David ends with, L'man yizarmecha kavod v'lo yidom Adonai Elohei le'olam odecha. My whole being might sing praise to you endlessly. God, my Lord, I will give thanks to you forever. Let us merit to see God as the infinite source behind all life and to never stop thanking him in the way of David HaMelech. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.